Good evening.
Good evening, my brother.
So, introduce yourself to the audience, please.
Well, I'll start by saying my name is Black Prophet. Well, that's my stage name. I come from Ghana.
Okay.
I was born in Accra. And I'm just a humble Rasta man who sing from my heart.
Yeah, man.
The music chose me. I didn't choose music, so I have no choice but to sing music to elevate and educate people all over the world, no matter what color and where you come from.
Yeah, man, give thanks. My first question is reggae music famous in Ghana, or how comes that you decided to be a reggae musician with a message?
Reggae music, I would say reggae musicians are the angels of the earth. We are here to say what people don't want to say and sing about what people don't want to sing about. So me, reggae music is good in Ghana. It's growing very big. When we started, in the early days when we started, I mean, there was not a lot of dreadlocks. There was not a lot of reggae going out there. People look at it like it's rude boy music, like bad boy music. But now reggae is growing big in Ghana. And I chose reggae music because I used to be that kid on the street that nobody wanted to talk to, that nobody wanted to listen to, that nobody wants to be around. So through my suffering and tribulations, I start to write songs about them and start to sing about the real life.
Okay. And after you started making music, you soon traveled around the world as a reggae musician. So it opened a new world for you, or?
Well, like you say, music brought me from roaches to riches. Yeah, music brought me from, look at that boy, he's a bad boy, to, oh, look at him, he has done a good job.
Yeah, my cool.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, reggae music brought me from where I was, from sleeping on the street, to where I am now, where I'm playing. I used to play music in the marketplaces in Ghana. We take acoustic guitar, we go to the marketplaces, we play, we take our hat out, and we beg for money. That's how I used to survive with music when I was younger. And now I play on Kimsey Summer and some few festivals, I mean main festivals.
Yeah, I saw it on YouTube. You play in front of every big festival in Europe, and you just came back from Ghana.
Yeah.
To play, to shoot some videos, you told me. Yeah. And yeah, because your new album, Stories of Life, just got released last week, right?
Yeah.
And how is it for you, the fourth album together with Dean Frazier? Is it the next step on the ladder, or is it?
This is the next step. I mean, me and Dean Frazier have been working on this thing for 2 years now. Stories of Life. I've been working on it for 2 years now with Dean Frazier. I've been going back and forth to Jamaica, back and forth, just to work on it. And the last time I saw Dean Frazier, I said, Prophet, come, let's finish this album once and for all. So I went to Jamaica, and Dean picked me up from Mobay and, you know, brought me home. Dean is like a godfather to me. He's like a father to me. I mean, when I'm with Dean, I'm only learning. It's
cool.
Like a school to me, you know, I learn. And the man teach me things that I thought I knew before. But when I was with Dean, I realized I knew nothing. It was just the beginning.
Okay, so how was the work process with him?
Wow, the work process was great. I mean, I felt like, you know, at the time where I saw Dwayne Stevenson doing harmonies for one of my tracks, I saw Numbo and Dean and everybody playing on my songs. You know, I saw the best musicians play on my record. I'm like, whoa, tears come out of my eyes. And I'm like, whoa, is this the same boy who used to struggle on the streets of Accra? And now recording in the Tough Gong studio, in Penthouse studio.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, working with Dean is the next level.
Okay. And for you, how was your impressions of Jamaica? Is it the work in Jamaica for Stories of Life? Is it different to Germany or Netherlands or Africa? Or how was the vibe?
Well, there are certain rhythms. If you ask me, if you want to play a Kpanlogo in Africa, we have something called Kpanlogo. You can only do it in Ghana.
Mm.
And some music, if you want to play Zouk or something, you have to go to the Francophone countries in Africa.
Yeah.
And if you want to play reggae music, you have to go to Jamaica.
Okay.
So me being in Jamaica and working with Dean Fraser and the best of the best, it gives the thing a little bit a different vibe. But to me, Jamaicans are just Ghanaians living in another
in Jamaica.
Land.
Yeah.
You know, because the kind of food they eat, we have them in Ghana. I'm sorry to say, but the original is in Ghana.
Yeah.
And then there's a little remix in Jamaica. So I look at it and I said, no, this one's supposed to be with that. It's for example, when they cook like the unripe banana, you know.
Yeah.
When they cook the banana with kalalu.
Yeah.
And things. In Africa, that banana, we don't cook that one. We wait till it ripe. But we have something else that look like the banana called apim. You know, apim is the original one that you eat with that greens.
Yeah.
So I go to Jamaica and I see the things they do, like they call rice and peas. We call it wache in Ghana.
Exactly the same.
It's exactly the same. You know what I mean? So it's just Ghanaians living somewhere else.
Yeah.
And it's just, I found my people. I go there and I see, oh, these are like my people. You know?
What I wanted to say is, or my question was, is the process how a song get finished in Jamaica different to Germany or to Ghana, for example?
Well, in Jamaica, everything, Dean, especially when you work with Dean, everything is live.
Okay.
You play, say, 1, 2, 3, red light!
So everything is live on Stories of Life.
Everything is live. When I'm in Ghana, I program the things myself and things like that. And I have a guy who programs it. But this in Jamaica, everything is live.
Okay.
And we have 2 drummers, 2 bass players, you know. One play this track and the next guy go play the next track.
Yeah.
So it doesn't all sound the same. Dean Fraser has a special way of working.
Okay. Cool. And I've already heard the album. It fits. You and Dean. And Dwayne and Taras Riley.
Yeah, it's one big family.
Yeah. So, the next steps in the future, can we see you live somewhere, or how can the people out there connect you if they like your songs?
Well, you can go on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can iTunes. Go on VPAL, VP Records. You will see the album there. It's there to download.
black-profit.de, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the place to be.
That's the website, yeah.
There we can see where you will be the next times, which shows you play and everything.
Yeah.
Cool.
We're taking reggae music from Africa to the world.
Yeah, man. So, give thanks for the nice interview.
You're welcome, my brother.
We will listen to 3 songs of your